morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
In a statement by the American Soybean Association, leadership of the organization says the group is not pleased with recent comments by the president regarding tariffs and the China trade talks. President Trump has suggested that he could leave tariffs in place under an agreement with China. However, ASA considers the removal of tariffs on China part of an exchange for China to lift its retaliatory 25% tariff on U.S. soybean imports. ASA President Davey Stevens questioned, how can the U.S. and China reach any deal without doing so? ASA in prior statements said it's not enough for China to make one off goodwill purchases of U.S. soybeans over the last 3 months. Any longer-term plan to manage soybean trade under which China would guarantee to buy specified amounts of soybeans over an extended period but still keep its 25% tariff in place is not an acceptable alternative to full market access, that according to ASA. And in other news today, a report from business weather intelligence firm Plantalytics says current conditions in the Corn Belt leave 55% of the nation's corn acreage at risk of flooding. The firm reports that major flooding throughout the United States leaves 55% of corn acres at risk, along with 60% of the nation's soybean acres to be planted this spring. Thousands of acres have already been inundated by floodwaters along the Missouri River, and some will not be used to produce a crop this season. The report follows a forecast by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, depicting at-risk areas this spring. The Missouri and Mississippi River, throughout nearly all of their length, are at risk for major or moderate flooding. NOAA has much of the eastern U.S. at risk for minor flooding, along with the South and Midwest. The report from Plantalytics based its data on 2018 production of corn and soybeans. Finally, today, U.S. officials will inspect Brazilian beef plants in June following trade talks between the U.S. and Brazil. In a news release, Brazil's agriculture minister said U.S. officials will audit the inspection system for Brazil beef and pork from June 10th to June 28th, calling the audit an important step to allow Brazil to re-export to the United States in the future. Brazil says the U.S. Department of Agriculture inspection intends to verify that Brazilian products meet U.S. sanitary requirements. Brazil and the U.S. last week issued a joint statement agreeing to science-based conditions to allow for the importation of U.S. pork, according to the statement. Still, concerns remain regarding the U.S. allowing products from Brazil into the U.S. market, according to meat industry publication Meeting Place. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in 2017 suspended imports of fresh Brazilian beef in the wake of public health concerns, sanitary conditions, and animal health issues.
You got farm news on Ron.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.